Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today was warm, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa saw a gentle breeze throughout the afternoon. As night falls, temperatures are expected to remain mild. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today, Israel and Iran have agreed to halt attacks on each other after pressure from former President Trump. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports just now that a source confirmed the recent exchange of missile fire between Israel and Iran is over. Also this hour, Iran has announced it has finished its strikes on Israel following Trump's call for an immediate ceasefire, according to Forward. Separately, I-24 News reported earlier today that Iran continued launching ballistic missiles towards Israel since Sunday night, damaging several houses in Samaria. And finally, Axios has noted that Trump urged both Israel and Iran to cease hostilities, but Netanyahu has refused to comply. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted minutes ago that sirens have sounded in northern Israel due to a hostile aircraft infiltration. I24N EWS English reported recently that Netanyahu warned Iran of a forceful response if attacks resume against Israel. Avi Meyer, an Israeli commentator, wrote that missile sirens are currently sounding across northern Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Israel and Iran have agreed to end hostilities following an appeal by former President Trump. This development marks a pause in the recent escalation between the two nations. The situation remains fragile, and further diplomacy is crucial. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's coverage, the current missile exchange appears to be concluding. However, the next challenge lies with the Trump administration to navigate ongoing negotiations with Tehran. The outcome of these talks could influence future regional stability. Meanwhile, Forward reports that Iran has stated its attacks on Israel are complete. This follows a direct missile exchange that began on Sunday night. The international community is watching closely as both nations weigh their next moves. In earlier reporting from I-24 News, Iran's missile attacks since Sunday night have caused property damage in Samaria, though no injuries occurred. This strike comes amid heightened tensions and adds to the region's instability. Finally, Axios highlights that Trump's call for a ceasefire did not sway Netanyahu. The Israeli Prime Minister's stance complicates efforts for peace, as continued resistance could lead to further escalation. On the economic front. First, Globes reported earlier today that Wizz Air has cancelled flights to and from Israel. Some airlines are re-evaluating operations due to regional tensions, though long-term cancellations remain uncertain. Separately, CTEC notes that a security has raised $37 million. The investment, backed by prominent tech leaders, aims to advance AI technology for cyber defense. And finally, Walla Business reports a turbulent day at the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. This morning's tensions led to significant declines in leading indices and a weaker shekel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News. On Monday, our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.